I'm going to ask you one more time just to make sure you haven't changed your mind. By the $1 million that you received from your father a few years ago, in Virginia, I think something over $450,000 income in a year means you're in the top 1%. So you are now a 1%, or at least you were a few years ago. Didn't that make you into a conservative? Didn't that make you of the opinion that we should lower taxes for the rich people?
No. It didn't even occur to me. I think I say it in the film. It kind of seems like an American thing to want to be a millionaire. Well, I didn't really know that was going to happen to me until my father died, and I looked at his bank account, and there it was. I mean, it was just about literally $1 million, and I was going to get it. So one year I took out $600,000 and gave away $500,000 of it to family and friends, and the next year I took out $400,000 and gave away it to a lot of places. There was, even after considering the amount that I didn't pay in taxes and therefore was, from my point of view, obligated to give away, a good chunk of money, even after you give away a lot of it. The one good thing that I've done totally for myself with some of the money that I got from my father is that I paid for a assisted living facility, a life care place, which is in town. So when I can't take care of myself in my loft looking out on the James River anymore in 10 or 20 years, I have a place where I can go and they'll take care of me. So I'm glad to have been able to do that so that my family won't have to worry about Dad when he can't take care of himself anymore. And I can thank my dad and my mom for making that possible, because I wouldn't have had the money to do that otherwise. So thanks, Dad.